teaching involves a lot of creativity because kids learn in different ways. Consider reading. We read to kids, they sing the alphabet, and they trace letters, all different approaches that help a child learn to read and write, and the same creativity is necessary no matter the subject. State Impact Indiana's Claire McInerney visited a new space at Indiana University's School of Education designed to push aspiring teachers into considering fresh approaches to teaching.
It's like a laser and it's like goes around cutting and you can make cool designs like that skeleton face.
7-year-old Aiden Lindsay cut the skeleton face with a laser cutter earlier. But right now, the machine is whizzing as it works to etch the logo of Aiden's favorite video game onto a piece of wood.
How does it know what to cut?
I think it knows it from the computer.
The laser cutter is one of many tools in the IU School of Education's new Makerspace, a room dedicated to helping teachers discover creative ways to teach tough concepts.
It's really unique.
Kylie Pepler is an associate professor in the school and exclusively studies how making stuff helps kids learn. She convinced the School of Ed to fund the new Makerspace and also devoted some grants from the National Science Foundation to get it up and running. Traditionally, Makerspaces are used for science and technology innovation, which is why Pepler says this Makerspace is rare.
Our faculty here are using making to kind of reinvent what it means for literacy studies, what it means for art education, what it means for every discipline.
In this space, graduate students and faculty members use students to test the techniques they've created. The projects represent many subject areas. For example, Adam Maltese wants to find a group of middle and high school students
to build what we're calling an e-birdhouse, which is essentially a birdhouse, but it's wired with sensors for all sorts of things to collect data on birds and their environments.
Students will design and construct the birdhouse, giving them science and technology skills. But Maltese says they'll also learn a lot about biology as they study birds living in the house. In the middle of the makerspace, as she sews a row of sequins onto a piece of fabric, graduate student Sophia Bender explains how teachers can use sewing to help their students learn geometry.
It's all about spatial reasoning. You start out with this two-dimensional fabric, and you have to think about how it's going to turn into a three-dimensional garment to fit someone. How do you take something flat and make it round?
If new teachers get to experiment with alternative techniques, Bender says they'll be better equipped to adapt to students' different learning styles. And when they see a sewing machine sitting in a home ec classroom, they'll be more likely to ask to borrow it to explain something such as spatial reasoning to their geometry class. Across the room, Sean Duncan is fiddling with board game pieces created by the 3D printer. His project aims to push students to be creative and work on a team using board games.
So we view this as really games as an artistic practice more than games as a thing that we want to have them make for educational purposes.
Duncan will host a game jam next semester for area kids, where they will come to the makerspace for 24 hours and create a board game from scratch. They will collaborate as a group, come up with a creative concept for the game, and create the physical parts needed to play. All of these projects establish a really important principle of making to learn. If you give kids a project they have ownership of, they'll work harder to learn the skills needed to complete it. For example, if a student is struggling with geometry, Bender says they might not care if they get a few problems wrong on their homework.
But if you calculate something wrong on a project you're making and it turns out not the way you want, you are motivated to try again.
Which is how she says we learn in the real world. When we encounter a problem, we research possible solutions and then try those methods to see what works. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.